May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So when I pulled the lectionary readings for this Sunday, I'm going to admit my first reaction after reading through the whole thing was, oh look, it's Zombie Sunday. Admit it, you were thinking the same thing. Because the thing is, zombies have become ubiquitous in our pop culture, right? I mean, there are all of these movies, beginning all the way back to 1968 with Night of the Living Dead, which has like this eternal undead life in reruns. And then right now, one of the most popular hit series out there, all of my friends are like, oh, new episode of The Walking Dead. Anybody seen The Walking Dead? You're not zombie people, huh? That's good. You know, zombies are so ubiquitous in culture that if you Google zombies in American culture, which by the way, I did, but you find a whole bunch of sociologists and cultural commentators talking about what zombies mean, about what they represent for us. Because they have become so common in our movies and in our television shows that people start saying, why are there so many of these out there? What is it about zombies versus, oh, say, vampires and werewolves that make them so appealing to us? And the interesting thing is that zombies apparently represent our deepest, darkest fears. They represent unreasoning, destructive conformity. Which probably explains why every now and then, when we start talking about Easter, people tongue-in-cheek suggest that Jesus was a zombie, because unreasoning, destructive conformity is exactly kind of what the culture's critique about organized religion is. Yikes. Zombies embody the great contemporary fear that we'll soon be surrounded by ravenous strangers with only a shotgun to defend ourselves. Actually, that kind of does sound like my neighborhood. Well, not really. But there is something to that, right? That as we become unmoored from our institutions, as we become unmoored from our neighbors and our communities, we find ourselves increasingly alone, increasingly feeling responsible for everything that's going wrong in the world, increasingly under attack and under siege by all these forces that we have no power against until we are tempted to put up, I don't know, putting up clear plastic on our windows and locking the doors, putting in three rows of deadbolts. There is this kind of cultural sense of being alone against forces that we can't defend against. So I can see that with those zombies. Finally, there is little room for hope in The Walking Dead, but that has not diminished its popularity. Oh, doesn't that sound like a comment on where we are culturally in this moment? Seeking after hope and finding very little reason to be hopeful. That certainly is a pop culture comment on where we are today. Okay, I'm getting why zombies turn up all the time on my TV set and on Halloween night on my front stairs. But you know what? Let's look at those stories that we read again. Because the thing is the stories in our lectionary today, they talk about the dead coming out of their graves, but they don't sound like those zombie stories, do they? In Ezekiel, when Ezekiel is brought out to the valley filled with dry bones, and he prophesies to them, it's true that the flesh comes together and they suddenly stand there. But then something else happens. The breath of God comes upon them and fills them full with the life of God, and they stand there. They are not zombies. They are the people of God, fully restored out of the depths of desolation and destruction and despair. about unreasoning, destructive conformity. This is a story about God's power to overcome destruction and desolation and disaster, to restore new life when it seemed like there was no possibility of life. Even in the midst of the desert, even in the midst of desolation, this is a story of hope and new possibilities and new life. What about that story of Lazarus? Because he sure sounds like every horror movie I've ever watched, in which the dead come shambling out of the graveyard dressed in their graveyard clothes. Bring. Except that you'll notice that the people surrounding Jesus don't run away in fear. They've been warned there's going to be a stench, and yet, when Lazarus comes out of the grave, Jesus says, unbind him, let him go. Not contain him, not quick, get his head. I gather that's how you kill zombies, is you hit them really hard in the head or shoot them or something. Jesus doesn't have to defend anybody. Nobody's frightened and terrified. In fact, they're ecstatic. Their brother has been restored to them. That doesn't sound like a zombie to me. He's not the enslaved, half-dead, undead being forced to do the will of a more powerful man. No! Unbind him, Jesus says. Lazarus may come out of the grave, but he's not undead. He's fully restored to life. He's restored to his family. He's restored to those who love him. Indeed, Jesus calling him forth from the grave is not an act of power over something, but a profound act of love. Because Jesus knows that this demonstration of God's power over death, of God's power to bring life, even where there is nothing but death, will be the cause of his own death. He knows that when he does this, when he demonstrates in this place in Jerusalem, so near Jerusalem, that he is indeed the Messiah sent from God, a God who brings life out of death, that the road will lead to the cross. His disciples know it too. Remember Thomas saying, let us go with him so we can die with him? They know what this gift of new life will mean. And they also know that God's power is working here. And Jesus shows to all those present that that power is the power of life itself. That death cannot stop them. That death cannot be the last word for them, because God's power, God through prayer, through the wonders of God's glory, can restore life even to the dead. This isn't a zombie story. This isn't a zombie story filled with death and destruction and no hope. This is exactly the opposite. This is the story of where we're shambling through the valley, the shadow of death, feeling ourselves dead, feeling ourselves dry bones, feeling ourselves already in the grave 4 days, and God enters into the picture, and suddenly the power of God restores us to new life. Restores us whole and complete with eternal life, with a life that cannot be ended by the grave. This is the story of God working in the world, bringing new life, bringing creation, bringing the power of the Spirit, as Paul says. Even in the midst of the flesh, even in the midst of our ordinary lives, even in the midst of death and destruction, the Spirit is working in us, the Spirit is working through us, and that means that we are no longer in the power of death. And that's exactly the opposite of zombies. That's exactly the opposite of the zombie stories that say that there is no hope, that the community has failed, that there is nothing to do but huddle in our homes with a shotgun and defend ourselves. These are stories that call us out into new community, new life, new possibilities. Because God is working, and God can overcome even death. These are not zombie stories. They are stories of resurrection. Amen.